Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fireside Chat number 266. I won't reflect on it because I usually reflect on the number, so I won't be that predictable in this case. By the way, Megan One is here, Megan of the famous arm, and who was last here when she was seriously pregnant.
Last time the baby was on the episode.
Oh, and the baby came. So that wasn't the last time you were here. You came once with the baby, with cute Riley. And I held Riley. Anyway, it's great to see you. Truly great. And this is a super serious edition, if you will, of the Fireside Chat. Normally, for those of you who happen to be tuning in for the first time, I offer some thoughts on something about life. And then I take questions from those of you watching really all over the world. And it's really garnered a large audience, and I'm very grateful for that. On rare occasions, truly a few times a year, I have a guest. So there must be a very good reason for me to have a specific guest. And in this case, there is. The CEO of PragerU is Marissa Streit. And she is remarkable. I thank God she entered our lives. I know I'm embarrassing you. I won't even look at you while I say these things. There's actually a Hebrew saying, and we both know Hebrew, but I'll still say it in English. You don't praise somebody in front of them. Isn't that interesting that there is such a saying? And I understand that because what is the person supposed to think? Oh, please continue, you know. But I know you, and I know you're self-conscious, but you know I mean it. But putting the your invaluable nature aside, you have a very important thing to report to my viewers, listeners. And I will comment on it as you proceed. We thought long and hard about whether to go public with this issue, and I agree with you that we should. So, Marissa.
So, let me start by thanking you. I'm going to do my best not to embarrass you back, but I'm sure everybody who is listening knows how valuable you are. One of the reasons I'm really able to do what I do, and as you sometimes say, run into arrows even when it's very difficult, is because I have you and Alan Estrin and the PragerU team supporting us. And so the thing that we're dealing right now with at PragerU is really a massive challenge. And it has to do with an organization called NewsGuard. They're incredibly powerful. They're more powerful than I estimated when we first encountered our challenge with them. I have a stack here of research that our team has.
They're powerful in the sense that Putin is powerful or Xi of China is powerful. They're powerful in a very bad, malevolent, malicious, destructive way. There's nothing good about the organization. It is a destroyer of freedom. That's all it is. And they don't like us. They don't like us because we love freedom. We love open dialogue. They hate dialogue and they hate freedom. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the other thing that I'll add is that they're very sneaky. And so it takes a minute to understand how NewsGuard actually works because it's not transparent whatsoever. And so I'll just explain how they work. They're self-declared arbiters of truth. They have decided that they are the fact checkers of the internet, and it doesn't just stop there. And what they do is they'll find companies and they'll research what these companies are talking about, specifically educational companies or media companies. And they'll say, well, we don't like what these folks have to say, we'll slap them with a red label, or we like what these folks have to say, we'll slap them with a green label. And they'll have this like nutritional rating of it's between 1 and 100. But if you fall under 60, then you're considered in the red zone and you're considered a bad guy. And what they'll do to organizations like PragerU, who they determine are bad guys, and we'll talk a little bit later how they determine that we're the bad guys. But what they'll do to folks like us and entities like us that have a big enough reach that's worth their time is they'll figure out who are the organizations that are working with PragerU, and they'll put pressure on organizations that are working with organizations like PragerU to stop working with us. And so I first discovered NewsGuard because I had no idea who they were. It's not that they're public about the work that they're doing. They're not really up there. Out there in the front saying, oh, we're going to censor speech that we don't like. We're going to protect politicians. We're going to protect large organizations and entities that have incredible power. They don't say that publicly. And so it comes kind of like out of left field when you suddenly realize that you're possibly getting deplatformed. So about a year ago, we received an email from one of our internet plugs called JW Player. And JW Player is a third-party company that helped us host our videos on our website. And so we paid them as a service to create the bandwidth for the hosting of our videos. And we get an email from them saying, you have 1 month to take your videos off our platform. We're shutting you down. We're not working with you anymore. And so our first reaction was, why? Did we do anything wrong? And their answer to us was that they will not work with organizations that NewsGuard labels as misinformation or hate speech. And so we then just looked into what is NewsGuard, and we went under the website and we saw they have this nutritional value of how they decide who is good and who is bad. And we wrote in and we said, we really believed that it was a mistake. And so we sent in an email saying, first of all, we're not really a news company. And so why is NewsGuard targeting us? And secondly, what did we do wrong? I mean, what kind of hate speech, what kind of information are you
did
even
you
talking
a
about? Yes. We got a response. The response was essentially a list of demands. Okay, well, if you want to receive a green label like CNN and New York Times and all the folks that they do like, here are the list of demands. Here are the things that we're expecting you to do. Number one, you can't talk about the COVID vaccine. You can't talk about any anti-COVID lockdowns. They had a very big problem with fireside chat because, I mean, you were producing the fireside chat during the lockdowns and you were talking about COVID. They wanted us to basically censor you and remove your videos. They cited all kinds of examples as to how we should not be talking about any sort of possible remedy. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, they're not fans of many of the other pieces of content that we make. And so part of their demands were basically dictating to us what kind of content we are allowed and not allowed to share. And the other part of it was that they said that they discovered that we are a nonprofit. And as a nonprofit, we should tell them who are our donors, who are our big supporters, which I oftentimes say the 11th commandment at PragerU is thou shall not share donor information and or donor
because
anonymity.
Then these people are blacklisted.
They're going to attack
them. Smeared. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
We're proud of every single person who has given us money. But we know what they want to do. They want to smear these people. That's the only reason they want the names.
And I'll add that we did try to make some changes based on what their demands were. Some seemed unreasonable, but we tried to see if they will start lifting these restrictions on us. And basically, you never know. The goalpost kept changing, right? Every time we would make a change, they would want more changes. And so about a month ago, I received another letter of demand from them saying that not only do they want the list of our donors, but they don't believe it that you and I and Alan are the only folks reviewing our content. And so how is it possible that if we make 40 pieces of content every single week that, you know, we're the ones reviewing it?
But
and
I don't even understand. Why is that relevant?
Well, they want the list of our employees who are signing off on content so that they can go and basically blame them for working for us and to go attack them.
It's very odd.
I mean, it is okay. It is so, I mean, my first reaction when I received those letters were obviously I had like fire coming in out of my ears because like, who the hell are you to decide what the public gets to hear? And who are you to tell us what we are allowed to share?
By the way, did they give a single example of actual misinformation?
Well, in their opinion.
No, in their, no. This, I don't give a damn about their opinion. Did they give an example of actual misinformation?
Okay, so.
Or is it a lie that we have ever engaged in misinformation? I contend that in 265 fireside chats, in more than 500 videos, we have not said a single thing that is false. We have said things the left doesn't agree with. They don't agree that America is a beautiful country.
Right.
They don't agree that freedom of speech applies to speech they don't agree with. They don't agree on any noble principle that we hold. But that's not the same as misinformation. Putin uses that. Anything that depicts the Russian army is losing is called by Putin misinformation and disinformation. This news guard is indistinguishable morally from Putin. Indistinguishable morally.
I'll tell you, the difference between the two of them is I actually have come to believe that they're more powerful than Putin.
Oh, that may be. But I'm still asking, give me an example of verifiable misinformation.
Okay, so here's what they'll do.
Okay.
So you will speak about the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
And you will speak about how there are dangers when taking the COVID vaccine.
Just today on my radio show, I reported that an Israeli a professor at MIT, he's a full professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, said that in Israel, it is verifiable fact, not opinion, fact, that people 25 years of age and younger, I believe that was the age that he gave, are more likely to develop myocarditis if they did get the vaccine. So that's either true or false. Either NewsGuard is lying or the professor at MIT is lying. It's very simple.
So their claim would be that this professor is indeed lying and uh-huh. that you're indeed lying. I mean, I have lists of emails from them where
okay.
even though you cite MIT professors uh-huh. and Stanford
how
professors.
How do we know how so? Okay, so here's a good.
I'll tell
good,
you how they know.
Yeah.
If it's not endorsed by the World Health Organization,
oh, because everything,
it is not true.
Okay, so here, dear watcher, listener. So I play on my radio show regularly the Prime Minister of New Zealand saying last year, if you don't hear it from the government, it is not true.
Mm-hmm.
This is the totalitarianism of the left. I've studied the left ever since I was at the Russian Institute at Columbia. I know the left like I know my family. Truth is not a left-wing value. It has never been. Since from the Russian Revolution to NewsGuard, there has never been a left-wing institution that has valued truth. There isn't one. None. Zero. There are liberal. Liberals do value truth. I always distinguish between liberal and left. NewsGuard apparently is left, not liberal. If they were liberal, they would say, maybe the MIT professor is right. Maybe the World Health Organization is right. Let us try to find where the truth is, because myocarditis in 25-year-olds and 15-year-olds is pretty rare. And maybe there is a reason for this massive increase in Israel. Maybe. Wouldn't decent people say that? Why are young people developing myocarditis in Israel? Wouldn't a decent place? That's why I say they're indecent. They are the inheritors of Vladimir Lenin's attitude. We shut down what we differ with. By the way, the New Zealand government is just like that. If you didn't, her words, if you didn't hear it from the government, it isn't true. That's what they say in North Korea. I don't know the difference. I truly don't know the difference. The government cannot lie. Everyone in government is a truth teller. Devoted just to truth. That's what they think of themselves. That's what they think of themselves. Okay, go ahead.
Well, and I'll say that the corruption is actually even deeper than just government. It's government as well. And so actually the United States Department of Defense gave NewsGuard $750,000.
Well, under this administration, that makes sense.
Right. And so
they use the government to suppress what they differ with.
It's exactly, I mean, it is Russian Pravda, and possibly even worse, because they do have an impact on the entire world, right? And the entire world media is involved in this. But I'll give you another example. And so we looked into who's behind NewsGuard. And so Stephen Brill is the guy who runs it. He's been part of left-wing media for many, many years. So there is he who is involved in this. But on top of that, the seed money for NewsGuard came from an organization called Publicis. Now, Publicis is a global communications enterprise that actually does much of the public relations and marketing for many of the big pharma companies, including Purdue, the maker of OxyContin, but also Pfizer. They represent Pfizer and many other pharmaceuticals. And so it's not a huge surprise when we speak about vaccines that they come and censor us for that. Is it a surprise that they're going and suppressing communication?
Well, why would we ever think a pharmaceutical company would lie?
Why would they lie?
That's so silly.
And so between the fact that on their board, there is the former head of the CIA, there are folks from government, there are folks from tech, one of the founders of Wikipedia is on their board. You look at the board and you look at their connections.
Did they give a red light to all the media like the New York Times that said that the Biden, Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? Did they give the New York Times a red light?
The opposite. They actually went after Breitbart when Breitbart published that.
Look. It's not a surprise. Let's just understand. NewsGuard is just another left-wing organization that portrays itself as serious. That's it. And now they're teaming up with teachers' unions.
Right. So, you know, one of my biggest passions is really America's kids. And so when I saw about a year, I think it was last January, they partnered with one of the largest teachers' unions in the country. And essentially have provided what they call a new service. So 1.7 million teachers in America have licenses to bring this technology into their classrooms. And so if a teacher or a child is doing their research paper and they're looking up an organization like PragerU, an alert will show up and say, this is a disinformation. Mm-hmm. On top of it, you know, many young folks know that there are all kinds of services that provide ways to avoid plagiarism when turning in your papers. And so while you're getting this service, let me look up the name of it. It's called Turnitin. And I'm sure many of the folks in the audience who are in their 20s remember using Turnitin.
Which is a valuable service.
It's a very valuable service because, you know, when you turn in your homework, you want to make sure that there's no plagiarism. Right. But NewsGuard is slapping their technology in there as well to make sure that teachers will be then alerted that misinformation like PragerU and virtually anybody that NewsGuard disagrees with, this is their way to control the information into our kids' lives.
So far, I still haven't noted what did we say that's misinformation as opposed to where honorable people can differ. There is no such idea on the left. Again, liberals have this idea, conservatives do. Honorable people can differ. The left has never had that idea. If you differ with us on the left, you are dishonorable. That is the critical thing to understand. They do not believe that decent people can differ. So he's a liar, this professor at MIT. All these doctors, all the thousands in the medical world, in the science world, who signed the Great Barrington Declaration talking about the dangers of lockdowns, the damage done to children, which is what I said. I am proud that I said in April 2020, lockdowns were the greatest international mistake in international history. I was right. The whole left was wrong. Sweden was right. What would they say about Sweden? I'm just curious. Would Sweden get a red mark?
The whole country.
Yes, the country of Sweden should get a red mark.
I actually think the former prime minister of Denmark is possibly on their board as well. I got to look it up, but I'm pretty sure I've seen. I know they're partnering. They've partnered with the European Union, of course.
Of course.
And they partnered with the World Economic Forum. And so recently when Amala spoke about the World Economic Forum on her show, again, we got an email from them saying you must remove that content.
Right.
That's not okay.
All honorable people must think that the World Economic Forum is a beautiful thing.
Right. And never say anything negative about them else.
That's the way it works. And that's why this fireside chat is particularly significant. This is how they operate. They've always operated. By my studying the Soviet Union, learning Russian to read Pravda every day, the Soviet newspaper, visiting communist countries regularly in my 20s, that prepared me for the left internationally. It is only a matter of degree. How much power? Ideally, for NewsGuard, they would have the power that Lenin had in the Soviet Union. That's the left. The left-wing ideal is totalitarian. They admit it. You can't differ with us and be heard. That is totalitarian. We don't think that way. If you differ with us, come on my show.
Well, I'll also add that the issue they take with us is not just COVID. Of course, it's also global warming.
And, which we have never denied. All we say is, as Bjorn Lomborg says, and he is right, the price we are paying to stop it may be greater than the disease, just like lockdowns may be worse than COVID. But you can't say that for the left. You can only say what they want.
Exactly what they want, or else.
That's right. Or you are not only wrong, you are to be shut down. I don't care if they think I'm wrong. I care what NewsGuard's people think about me, like I care about what they think about Otto. But I will fight for free speech. And they're aligning themselves with teachers' unions is not surprising. Teachers' unions are as left as NewsGuard. It's the corruption of the teaching profession in America led Mike Pompeo to say this past week, it was a actual notable and quotable in the Wall Street Journal. They pick the most important quote of the day as they see it, and it was from Mike Pompeo saying that Randy Weingarten of the National Education Association is the most dangerous person in America. And it's very sad to think that is the level to which the teaching profession has sunk.
I actually encourage the viewers to look up the newest platform that the National Educator Association Education Association, the NEA, has right. come out with this past summer. It is mind-boggling what their platform is. Number one is equity, DEI. Number two is the gender blur and transgender. They talk about access to abortion for students and teachers. They talk about the Palestinian cause and the harm that the Israelis are doing against the Palestinians. They talk about asylum for Venezuelans and South Americans. They talk about gun control. I mean, all of these things has nothing to do with students or teachers.
Not to them.
It's a complete left-wing platform.
Brainwashing children is their task. Look, the answer to this, folks, is take your kids out of American schools, unless you know that your school actually wants to educate rather than indoctrinate, and homeschool them. It's a sacrifice, but I'll tell you this. When they grow up to be decent, kind, honorable, truth-loving people, you will be happy you made the sacrifice. Better to sacrifice now than cry later. That's what every parent who loves liberty and loves this country ought to think about if they keep sending their kid to school.
Yeah.
Now, you have to, or there is a choice. If you know of a good or Jewish or Christian school, and many Jewish and Christian schools are identical morally to left-wing public schools, identical. But they're worse because they attach religious words
right.
to left-wing ideas, which are the antithesis of Judaism and Christianity.
Right. Sometimes you'll get the bait and switch.
But if you can find such a religious school or even such a secular school, that's fine. But they're rare. And parents are lazy, because I am lazy too. The human condition is lazy. You don't want to make the effort of whatever it is that is difficult to do. And it is difficult to take your kids out and homeschool them, but it's very easy starting year two. It's kol hatchalot kashot. All beginnings are difficult. It's my first guess that I could talk Hebrew to. Nathan's learning it gradually.
Yeah.
No, it's they hate us because we really are responsible in what what we write and what we publish and what we produce and what we say. We really, really take this. We take truth seriously. I owe it to God never to lie. That's, I don't owe it to NewsGuard. NewsGuard lies. So I obviously don't, I don't owe it to NewsGuard, but I truly believe that God will punish me for lying. How's that for a radical statement? I know that to secular people, it almost sounds like voodoo. By the way, very interesting. I just quoted it in something I wrote. The professors in a couple of universities did a major study and found that where people believed that there was that God punishes people in hell, they act better. Better than people who believe that only everybody goes to heaven, let alone who believe there's no heaven or hell, which makes sense.
If you believe, consequence,
if you believe the police might actually ticket you, you probably will drive slower. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
If you can get away with what you can get away with, these are secular people, I have no doubt, what is it called, NewsGuard. I am sure they don't think they have to answer to God for the destruction that they create in our society, and they act accordingly.
I mean, I think they've come to believe that they are God.
Oh, and they are. Know well, they are living right? What the serpent promised Eve in the garden. You eat of this tree and you will be gods. You will determine good and evil. That is the essence of the left. That's why it's anti-religious since the French Revolution. They killed tens of thousands of Catholic priests after the French Revolution because that's the ultimate source of the Russian Revolution. We can kill in the name of the revolution. The guillotine is the result of the French Revolution, and freedom was the result of the American Revolution.
That was my first reaction to them. Like, who do you think you are?
Oh, they know they are gods.
They think
that's
that they
the
are
answer.
A god.
That's correct.
And, you know, what's so frustrating about
it. That is why you
it.
Can't be noble and differ with them. We don't have that view.
Mm.
Good people can differ. That's the way life is.
Yeah.
God, I would hate to be married to them. What if they apply that to marriage? You differ with me. You're scum, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's their view in life. Why isn't it their view in their marriage?
And so what do?
We reveal this. They hate sunshine. They hate this broadcast. How about debating them? How about that? Anywhere you want. Was it named Brill?
Yeah.
Mr. Brill, anywhere in the country, bring your own moderator. Bring your own audience. Sell your own popcorn. How about that? I want to know why you gave us a red mark and not the New York Times. Okay, I'll tell you already my first question. You won't have a good answer, but that's my first question.
All right. And for those who are listening, we have a petition on our website. I think the information is just critical. And so those who want to listen in and stay, you know, just stay aware of what's being done, we're going to continue to publish more information about what we're seeing, whether it's NewsGuard or other fact checkers, self-declared arbiters of truth. Go to PragerU.com, sign the petition. We'll send you emails. We'll keep you informed. You'll learn how to get involved and how to become part of the solution.
And take your kids out of most schools. I'm sorry. I know it's tough. It sounds tougher than it really is. You actually might spend more time with your kid, which is not a bad thing at all. They might be raised by you and not by the teachers and their peers. By the way, since we're concluding here, I very rarely get this riled up at a fireside chat. And the reason I am riled up is, one, I hate evil. I must be honest. Evil has always riled me up. Secondly, I know that the suppression of free speech leads to evil. There is no example in history of free speech being suppressed and anything good coming out. Almost always death comes out of it. Almost always. Because if you really are that bad as to be worthy of not being allowed to speak, I'm not sure they think we're really allowed ultimately to live. That's what it leads to. Today we suppress your speech, but if you keep speaking, we'll suppress you. I have no doubt that that's what it could lead to. No doubt whatsoever. Okay, God bless you. On a happier note, yeah, the happier note is if we fight, we'll win. That's the happier note. I'm Dennis Prager. Thank you, Marissa Streit.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you for watching this video. To help keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.